A few months ago, librarian Nancy Pearl brought in a biography of the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. It was a graphic biography written and illustrated by Jesse Hartland. Nancy loved it so much, she told Marcy Silman about another biography by the same author.
This is the graphic biography that Jesse Hartland did first, with which I was unfamiliar. And then I got a copy, and this is called Bon Appetit. Now, who does that? Who is that a biography
of? Bon Appetit.
Right. The Delicious Life of Julia Child. And this is, as the Steve Jobs biography was, this is an illustrated, heavily, gorgeously illustrated biography of the great French cook, Julia Child.
Now, the Steve Jobs book was sort of heftier. This is the shape and size of a child's picture
book, right?
Is this for kids or adults?
I would say it's for kids, although there are, I think it would have a lot of appeal for adults who read My Life in France, the Julia Child, wonderful, wonderful Julia Child memoir that she did with her great nephew. Or again, as in the Steve Jobs book, the similarities are that she really, Jesse Hartland manages in a very few pages, because this is, as you said, a picture book, to give all the important details of Julia Child's life, her marriage, her sort of running away from her very wealthy California family, her life with her husband, who was worked for the government as she did.
A spy.
Yes, a spy, the OSS.
Yes.
Right. I guess we shouldn't mince words.
Yes, he was a spy.
He was a spy, but a kind of cultural spy, because that's the job he got, which I had not remembered or known until I read it in this book. But in this book, it talks about how she and Simone Beck ended up writing Mastering the Art of French Cooking, and how it got published. Avis DeVoto, the one who really, when one publisher really did not want it, Avis DeVoto used her connections and found somebody who did. I love those little connections like that. And it gives a recipe for a very complicated French dish called, and I'm awful at French, but you are not, a galantine.
Galantine.
Galantine. Mm-hmm. Which, when I looked at that recipe, I mean, and here's the recipe. You can make it. Hats off to you if you do.
I was going to ask you if there was a recipe in it. What's really great, looking at the pictures, is that it is laid out just like a kid's picture book. You know, there's big, brightly colored images of Jesse's picture of Julia Child as a sort of curly-haired, reading glasses wearing woman.
Right.
And she, Julia Child, was a very tall, big woman.
And in one of the illustrations, you see just how tall she was compared to her husband, Paul. In addition to which, she had enormous feet. And there are little, which you see in the book, and
yes,
there are little references to the feet, to her feet, in many pictures.
As a kid, I was a big fan of a biography series that, I don't even, you know, I was a kid a long, long time ago. But what I remember about it was that the illustrations were sort of silhouettes.
Yes.
They were black silhouettes.
Yes.
You know the books I'm speaking.
The Childhood of Famous Americans.
I wish that these were the sort of biographies that had been in my elementary school Francis Scott Key school library.
I know. This is a wonderful book for those third grade assignments to read a biography. And I'm so happy I discovered it, even at this late date when I'm not in the third grade and don't have to read a biography and write a paper on it.
But perhaps you'll try to make galantine. The book is called Bon Appetit, The Delicious Life of Julia Child. It's a graphic biography by Jesse Hartland. Thank you for bringing it in.
You're welcome, Marcy.
How could it not be tasty? Librarian Nancy Pearl, the author of the Book Lust series, speaking with Marcy Silman. You can find Nancy's book recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.